This is the KHMB Radio Magazine. Community news, information, features, and entertainment. The KHMB Radio Magazine is brought to you by
Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees and fresh baked goods.
And by Cameron's Restaurant, Pub & Inn, and now RV Park. Cameron's, your home away from home.
And by Kelly Morlock of Edward Jones Financial Advisors. Kelly Morlock can help you manage your wealth and retirement needs.
And by Shepherd Family Dentistry. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
This is John Williams with the KHMB Feature Story of the Week, and I'm happy to have in the studio today some wonderful people that are increasing the literacy of us coastsiders. And we have Araceli Efigenio, a program coordinator for the San Mateo Library's adult language program, and a tutor, Doris, and the recipient of her tutoring, Angelica. So welcome all three.
Thank you for having us.
What is the tutoring program exactly?
Yeah, so this tutoring program is something we've been a part of since 1984 through the California State Library. And it's an opportunity for any adults 18 years or older with that needs some help with any reading or writing skill that has basic conversational English. And it's an opportunity for them to work with a tutor for once a week for at least 6 months. So this is an opportunity that's been here for a while, and we're so excited to be able to share this with the community and to have a tutoring pair here today.
And for whom is it available?
Yes, so it's available for anyone in Half Moon Bay or the neighboring areas that is 18 years or older that has basic conversational English. And some of the different goals that people come to us for are maybe they are trying to level up in their careers, maybe get some more education or a license, maybe they want to be able to read to their child in English and be able to support their families. But really, we take in anyone that has a reading and writing goal and match them with a tutor to help them reach their dreams.
Are the sessions conducted at the library, the local library?
Yes. Technically, the rule is they're able to meet in any public location, but most of our tutoring pairs meet in our literacy room at the Half Moon Bay Library.
And that's on Correas.
Yes, yeah. It is at 620 Correas Ave.
620 Correas, forgive me. Okay. And it's taught in English, I understand, but it's any language, native language person can take part in this?
Yes, that is true. Yeah, so we are kind of like the UN at the libraries. We have people join us that are native to Mexico, Guatemala, El Salvador. We have some people from Japan, China, really all over the world. We take anyone in with a basic conversational English since it is a reading and writing program and support them with their learning goals.
So it doesn't matter what their native language is, it's conducted in English.
Yes. And that is because of our funder, the California State Library.
Excellent. And what does the... How many sessions do the tutoring pair receive?
Yeah, so the minimum is once a week for 6 months. But I will say our longest running pair just finished and they were together for 20 years.
20 years?
Yes.
Wow.
A very long time. You know, these relationships that are formed are very meaningful and powerful. And so, you know, they hit many milestones together, the different tutoring pairs.
What does the tutor get out of it? I imagine it's very satisfying. Doris.
Yes. When I first signed up for this, we started in 2021, so we're going on our 5 years as a tutor and learner, and I just retired as an educator, and I just moved to this area, so I wanted to find an experience where I can contribute to the community. I started with Angelica at that time, and at that point, she had just started in community college taking classes. And what began as a tutoring relationship has now become very, very good family friends. So we are involved in, you know, her coursework at Cañada College, but also just her professional life because she is an educator in the public school systems here locally.
Well, that sounds a lot already.
It does.
Friendship.
The friendship is the bottom line, but also to see her reach goals that she didn't even imagine she would have. So her basic premise was, I want to practice my English and improve my fluency. But as we started taking courses, she kept putting her goal higher and higher. So now she is almost transferring to a four-year university to work on her bachelor's degree.
Oh, congratulations, Doris. So switching to you, Angelica. What are you studying or will be studying?
Well, when we started, I got my associate teacher and master teacher permits in early child education. And then I completed my associate degree on the spring 2025. And now we are working together, transferring my classes to the university, 4 years university, so I can earn my bachelor's degree in early childhood education.
That's tremendous. Which uni are you going to? Which university?
Well, I would like to go to San Francisco University.
She's exploring many options.
Well, it sounds like you've got many options.
Yes.
This is marvelous. Yeah, fantastic. Wherever you go, I sense you're going to do very, very well. Well, that's a fantastic outcome already.
And yeah, it is.
How long again did you say you've been working together?
We started in August 2021, so we're going on our almost fifth year where we meet at least weekly, 2 to 4 hours each session, and sometimes online in between our texting.
And also, sometimes when I have questions, I send her a message. But Miss Doris, can you help me with this? It's almost midnight, and she helped me. So, yeah, it's a long, long hours working together. And I'm so happy that she's with me.
And this is one-on-one, but you have others you have to tutor as well, Doris?
She is
sole and only.
She's enough. I'm not going to let her to take.
You're not going to share
else.
Her?
No. She has enough time. She has to be with me.
So. Yeah, there's only so many hours in the day, you know.
Yes.
Past midnight. That is fantastic. So you're both getting a lot out of this, and that must make you feel good, Araceli.
Yes, honestly, it's a privilege every day to go to work and to bear witness to all of our learners and reach these goals. You know, they are just one out of 150 active pairs right now throughout the county.
Wow.
And online. It is something that's very special to me and makes me so happy to go to work every day.
No kidding. There's no cost to it, right? There's no cost to it.
Nope.
So what more could you want? Sign up, everybody. And speaking of signing up, you have a recruitment drive next month in April, correct?
Yes, we do. On Thursday, April 23rd at 4 p.m. at the Half Moon Bay Library, we have a tutor recruitment event. We do have about 7 learners right now on our learner wait list for tutors. And so we really want to make a push so that we can form more of these relationships out in the community so people can stop by and learn more before committing to joining us.
If you wanted to be a tutor, what kind of background? Doris has an educational background. Is that a must, or can you be of any background in any academic discipline?
That is a very great question. No, you just have to have an open heart. We have a tutor training that all of our tutors go through for those that don't have an education background so that they can feel confident that they can have tools in their toolbox to help their learners.
Wow. But you already had an education background, so you brought that to bear. Yeah.
And the resources that the library provides for the adult tutors is wonderful also. Even things from citizenship.
Yeah, we have other programs in our adult learning department, from citizenship classes to English classes to English conversation clubs to practice those speaking and listening skills. The heart of our programs really are in these tutoring sessions, for sure.
You're doing a fantastic job. And I have to just put a plug for the local library. I cannot believe what's available there. You can rent a ukulele, a bike, a computer. It's incredible. And now you've got this wonderful educational opportunity. So if somebody was interested in attending this open house, how would they find you?
Yeah, so they can check us out on our website, which is smcl.org. That's the San Mateo County Library's website, and you can check out our events and our adult learning page as well to learn more about our programs.
Fantastic, guys. So in leaving, Araceli, what would you say you would tell a potential tutee?
Yes, I would tell them, just like Angelica, we are here to support any learning dreams you have. You know, right now in the state of the world, the library is a safe place where anyone can come and focus on themselves and the dreams that they have, and we're so happy to support them. So come on over and check us out.
Beautifully articulated. How about you, Doris, as a tutor? Any passing words?
Just being a tutor and being able to contribute, to participate in this community has just been so rewarding. Friendships and the wonderful resource that the library provides.
And finally, Angelica.
Well, I can say that having my tutor by my side has been one of the best things. So I can ask my community, they want to look for a tutor, they have to do it because if we get a lot of good things back. My tutor has been my guide, my friend, and I can say that something that began as a tutoring relationship, it has grown into a strong friendship. It has been making this journey even more meaningful. So I really encourage people who wants to learn English, look for help at the library and be sure that you are going to have more than you expected.
Doris, I think your work has paid off. That was beautifully spoken. Good job. So once again, the time and place and address for the
Our next tutor recruitment event is Thursday, April 23rd at the Half Moon Bay Library at 4 o'clock.
Well, you heard it, folks. Get on to the library on that date, and there's so much to be gained. This is John Williams from the KHMB Feature Story of the Week.
Our thanks to John Williams for this edition of our Feature Story of the Week. And thanks to those ladies who are making a difference in our community. For Radio Magazine, this is Jim Henderson. If you subtract 46 from 2026, you will come up with the year we are featuring on the KHMB Time Machine with host Carmen Palmer. It's back we go to the year 1980. This is Community Radio for the San Mateo County Midcoast, 100.9. Coastside Radio.
You've been listening to the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. Know someone who deserves to be recognized in the community? Call us today at 453-4000 or email us news@khmbradio.com.
This is Radio Magazine, a community service of KHMB AM 1710 and KHMV 100.9 FM.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
1980. It's 1980, and the start of another decade. What are things like in Half Moon Bay and the Coastside area? Well, checking the archives of the Half Moon Bay Review, Highway 1 at Devil Slide showing crack. Supervisors want action on slide by bypass. The cliffs above Devil Slide show signs of creeping. And new cracks on the highway below are causing concerns, according to Caltrans. Meanwhile, supervisors want action on plans to create a slide bypass. They want an environmental impact report of the routing of Highway 1. And three coastal commissioners named in money vote scandal. Three South Coast Regional Coastal Commissioners solicited money from persons who needed their votes. One commissioner raised $200,000 from persons and came before them, including a lobbyist representing many big developers. Preparations underway for the Coastside County Fair. Plans are now underway for the second annual Coastside County Fair Rodeo under the direction of Steve Bowerman, Half Moon Bay resident with 12 years of rodeo experience. Events will take place in the arena built on the Half Moon Bay High School campus and will include bull riding, barrel racing, steer wrestling, just to name a few. And now for a little history in the making from my restaurant, Cameron's Pub. First of all, I want to thank the hundreds of folks who came by to enjoy our annual St. Paddy's Day Festival. 600 pounds of corned beef and cabbage was served. The Irish band played loud, and the bagpipers strolled through the pub. Everyone had a great time, and thank you for keeping this tradition alive. We are celebrating the 54th year of the Coastside's Farm Day Luncheon, which began with Mel Mello Sr. and is now carried on by his son, Mel Mello Jr., my good friend. It has been my honor to be involved with this special occasion for so many years. I've lost track. This annual event is one of the most heartwarming feelings of the community, and the IDS Hall is always filled with local farmers and politicians and residents as well. We give out awards, the Dolores Mullen Like a Rock Award, the Glen Ashcraft Community Award, and the Farm Worker of the Year Award. No one knows ahead of time except the family members who show up to watch a loved one be surprised. It's a day to commemorate our heritage of growing produce and local mutual support of whatever part we play in this community. So always remember these wise words from me, a restaurant and pub owner. Let's always remember this. Wheat makes whiskey, potatoes make vodka, and grapes make wine. So next time you're at my pub celebrating happy hour, lift a glass and say cheers and thank a farmer. 1980, it's the year of the continued miniaturization with the new technology that allows for new consumer products, including domestic camcorders and fax machines. On the entertainment side, there is the release of the Pac-Man arcade game. Politics enters the Olympic Games with the boycott by the United States of the Moscow Olympics. And war breaks out between Iraq and Iran. Ronald Reagan is elected president of the United States. And Japan becomes the world's largest auto-producing country. This is a bad year for natural disasters, including March 27th, an eruption of the Mount St. Helens. A 6.0 earthquake strikes Italy and more than 300,000 people die. Former Beatle John Lennon is shot to death outside of his New York City apartment. Some cost of living stats. Ground beef is $1.39. A pound, that's a lot, $1.39 a pound. Cost of a new car, $7,200. Gas to driver, $1.19 a gallon. And your average wage, you are making $19,500 a year. Popular films include 9 to 5, Superman 2, and Star Wars Episode 5, The Empire Strikes Back. In popular music, this group was formed in Union City, New Jersey, and have earned 6 gold records, including their first release in 1972. They have done it again with another gold record. Here's Dr. Hook and Sexy Eyes. Thank you. his younger days, he was a staff writer at the Brill Building in New York City and later composed music for the movies Jonathan Livingston Seagull and The Jazz Singer. His first hit record was in 1966 and has been going strong ever since. Here's Neil Diamond with Love on the Rocks.
Love on the rocks, ain't no surprise. Just pour me a drink and I'll tell you some lies. Got nothing to lose, so you just sing the blues all the time. Gave you my heart, gave you my soul. You left me alone here with nothing to hold. Yesterday's gone, now all I want is a smile. You need, you can say what you want, not much you can do when the feeling is gone. Maybe blue skies above, but it's cool when your love's on the rise. Big surprise. Just pour me a drink and I'll tell you my lies. Yesterday's gone.
Until next time in another year, this is Cameron Palmer. Thanks for listening to the KHMB Time Machine. Take care.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
This is Radio Magazine, a community service of KHMB AM 1710 and KHMV 100.9 FM.
A reverse mortgage is a financial tool that allows senior homeowners to access the equity in their homes without having to sell them. Essentially, instead of making monthly mortgage payments, seniors receive money from a lender, which is then paid back when they move out of the home or pass away. This can be particularly beneficial for seniors who are on a fixed income and may need extra funds to cover living expenses, healthcare costs, or home repairs. By providing access to cash while allowing them to stay in their homes, reverse mortgages can help seniors maintain their quality of life, such as paying off existing debts, funding home improvements, or covering medical expenses. This financial cushion can give seniors peace of mind, helping them to live more comfortably and securely without the burden of monthly mortgage payments. For more information about this financial tool for seniors, call your Coastside Reverse Mortgage Specialist at 858-967-6060, 858-967-6060. 877-867-6060.
Welcome to Financial Focus on KHMB, Community Radio for the Coastside. Join us as we explore what you need to know about securing your financial future. We'll cover topics like managing your 401k and IRA, understanding your Social Security benefits, and navigating pension plans. It's time to help you enjoy the retirement you've worked so hard for. And now, here's your host, Kelly Morlock of Edward Jones in Half Moon Bay.
Hi, everyone. This is Kelly Morlock, financial advisor with Edward Jones here in Half Moon Bay. And this week's Financial Focus, how outdated beneficiary choices can derail your plans. When you open a retirement account or buy a life insurance policy, you're asked to name a beneficiary. It might seem just like another form to fill out, but this simple step can affect your family's future. Many people don't give beneficiary designations much thought after signing the initial paperwork. It may have been years ago and life has moved on, but this might surprise you. These designations can override what is in your will or living trust. That means your retirement accounts and insurance proceeds could end up going to someone you didn't intend, creating what professionals call an accidental inheritance. Life changes quickly. You might get married, divorced, or remarried. You might have children or stepchildren. A loved one might pass away. You may decide to give to your favorite charity. Any of these events could mean it's time to update your beneficiaries. The rules can get complicated. For example, after divorce, some states, but not all, have laws that automatically revoke your beneficiary designations for IRAs, bank accounts, and insurance policies. But no matter where you live in the United States, the designations for 401k plans and pensions stay in place until you change them. In community property states, couples must split 50-50 the assets they acquired during marriage, adding another layer of complexity. There are other considerations, too. It's a good idea to name a primary and a contingent beneficiary. If your primary beneficiary dies before you do, the contingent beneficiary receives your assets. Without this backup plan, your carefully considered wishes could go awry. Naming minor children as direct beneficiaries is not usually a good idea. Children can't legally receive and control assets until they become adults, so a court would have to get involved and appoint a guardian for managing the money. Instead, you might set up a trust or name a custodian to oversee the funds until your children are mature enough to handle them responsibly. For family members with special needs, you'll want to be especially careful as to about choosing your beneficiaries. Some choices may jeopardize their eligibility to receive government benefits, such as government disability payments or Medicaid. An estate attorney can help you make important beneficiary decisions. One other major benefit of proper beneficiary designations is that they can help your loved ones avoid probate, a time-consuming and potentially expensive legal process. For these reasons and others, it's important to review your beneficiary designations regularly, especially after major life events. Contact your retirement account administrator or insurance company to update any outdated information. A financial advisor can help you understand how your beneficiary choices fit into your financial strategy and ensure your assets go where you want them to go. It may also make sense to work with a legal professional who can help you ensure your beneficiary designations align with your plans for transferring your estate assets. Don't leave these important decisions to chance. Taking time now to review and update your beneficiaries can help give you a sense of security and protect the people you love. This has been Kelly Morlock, financial advisor with Edward Jones, and this week's Financial Focus.
This content was provided by Edward Jones. For use by Kelly Morlock, your Edward Jones financial advisor, at 650-726-9133.
I'm Jacqueline Long from Mindful Child and Family Therapy. We're a therapy practice dedicated to promoting mental health and wellness. We support people of all ages, from young children all the way up through older adults and couples. We have offices here on the coast in Half Moon Bay, as well as over the hill. Our therapists are really passionate about supporting people with relationship challenges, trauma, grief, anxiety, and depression. We know life can be hard, and it can be hard to find trusted people who can skillfully guide you through those tough times. But we're not here for easy. We're here for you. Visit us today at mcaft.com, which stands for Mindful Child and Family Therapy. That's mcaft.com. Or you can call us at 650-300-3635. We love what we do, and Coastside Community, we love you.
This is Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show featuring guest hosts speaking on a variety of health-related issues. Keeping Pace with Your Health is brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. And now, this week's guest host.
This is Matthew Adams, this week's guest host on Keeping Pace with Your Health. Today, I'm here to talk about breathing. Breathing is critical to human existence, as you're well aware. If you're listening to this, hopefully, you're breathing. The average person takes as many as 23,000 breaths a day. That is a lot of repetition. And as my martial arts mentor likes to say, practice makes permanent. So hopefully, our breathing technique is up to par. I'll be back with more on breathing after this message.
This is Dr. Brian Shepherd. Do you snore or have trouble sleeping? If so, you may have obstructive sleep apnea. If untreated, obstructive sleep apnea can lead to stroke, heart problems, high blood pressure, and diabetes. Shepherd Family Dentistry can arrange a home sleep study connected with a specialized MD for diagnosis and customize a discrete appliance to alleviate symptoms and provide restful sleep. We can bill medical insurance and Medicare. If you would like to learn more, call us at 726-3355 or visit us at shepherddentist.com. You can get a good night's sleep, and I would like to show you how.
Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, phone 726-3355. Shepherd Family Dentistry,
where we bring your smile to life.
This is Matthew Adams, and today my subject is breathing. Now, as I mentioned, the average person takes as many as 23,000 breaths a day. And in my experience, quality repetition leads to quality performance. And when we're talking about breathing, quality performance means a higher quality of life in general. So I want to quickly take you through a very simple exercise on making sure that you're getting a good quality rep when you take a breath. So go ahead and, if you are in a position where it's safe to do so, take your hands and place them just below the bottom of your rib cage with your forefinger in the front and your thumb on the back. Now take a deep breath in and just notice what happens. And then exhale and notice what happens. Now as you continue to breathe with your hands there, I want you to try and move your diaphragm, move your abdomen in an expansive way out in all three directions, forward, sideways, and backwards as you inhale. And then to have the opposite of that happen as you exhale, where you contract, you get a little bit smaller in all three directions on your exhale. That is the way that we would be expanding three-dimensionally on an inhale and contracting three-dimensionally on an exhale is the ideal way to breathe. Now, the other piece of breath is that we should expand downwards first, then outwards, then upwards. So if you watch a baby laying on their back, you'll see them naturally breathing in this manner where their belly expands first, their chest second, and their shoulders lift slightly third. That's how we should all be breathing. Unfortunately, many of us, for a variety of different reasons, are programmed into breathing patterns that are less than ideal, where we breathe primarily in our chest. Now, chest breathing is a common cause of anxiety. It can also exacerbate things like depression and lead to postural issues, which can affect the shoulders, the neck, and the spine in ways that can cause a great deal of pain. I'm Matthew Adams for Keeping Pace with Your Health. I'm a health and fitness coach here on the Coastside. And if you have any questions or want to learn more about breathing or get coached on breathing or movement, I hope that you'll contact me via phone 534-4004 or via my website, mindyourmovement.com.
This has been Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show devoted to important health topics. Keeping Pace with Your Health has been brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
This is Radio Magazine, a community service of KHMB AM 1710 and KHMV 100.9 FM.
On the carousel, on the carousel.
Coastside Carousel, the show devoted to spotlighting the groups and artists that make up our local musical entertainment community.
Coastside Carousel is brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Cameron's, good food and good times for the entire family. And now your host for Coastside Carousel.
This week on Coastside Carousel, we're looking at a stretch of music that perfectly illustrates the collaborative spirit of our Coastside. I'm Mike Dale, and welcome. We start this Saturday, March 28th, with a true local doubleheader. Steve Gallup and Bone Dog Cohen, performing as Play Away Rust, will be at Oceansiders from 2 to 6. But the story doesn't end there. At 7 on Saturday, the music moves to the Coastal Vine in Moss Beach for a very special event. It's called In the Lounge with Play Away Rust, and you can get it streaming live from the Alpaca Barn. Now, for those who haven't heard, the Alpaca Barn is the brainchild of Kenny Hibbets and Rich Pearsall at Studio E in Monterra. Kenny's rustic barn on his alpaca farm has been transformed by Rich into a high-tech, intimate performance sanctuary. It's all about capturing that raw, unplugged coastal energy with studio-quality sound. A lot of great live shows there over the last few months as well. Whether you're at the Vine in person or tuning into the streaming platform from your living room, you're experiencing a master class in local craft. It's Steve Gallup and Bone Dog Cohen. Let's start the show with a few tracks from Play Away Rust that captures that bittersweet to future classic vibe they put out on KHMB's Coastside Carousel.
Let's start it out. Over in China, then Tom Hanks got it in Australia. Prince Charles spread it all around London town. Every time I got into an elevator, thought I was headed for a ventilator. Do you remember the 2020 blues? We worked from home in our underwear for a year. Nobody cut their hair. Girls went gray. Everyone was blue. We bought bigger refrigerators, filled our garages with toilet paper, alcohol, and frozen chickens, too. I standing in line at Trader Joe's, heard somebody blow their nose, ran straight away to the ICU. They told me, Steve, you're paranoid, but I was just trying to avoid that thing they call the 2020 blues. Do you remember those 2020 blues? We practiced social distancing, stayed at home and watched Tiger King, did jigsaw puzzles and happy hours on Zoom. If you lost your job, paid by the hour, the government sent you $1,000. Don't worry, the president says it's cool. Well, that guy got it, he did fine, and we kept him and lost John Bryan. This virus can be cruel. Do you remember the 2020 blues? We were getting tired of growing tomatoes, washing our hands and washing our mail when we heard the words that seemed too good to be true. There's a vaccine. Woohoo! Well, I rushed right out and got in line. You get yours and I get mine, and pretty soon this whole thing will be through. Now, that's not quite the way it went. There's booster shots and variants, and the politics left everybody screwed. So it's take your mask off and put your mask on. Take your mask off and put your mask on. Take your mask off and put your mask on. Eat your dinner in a parking lot and maybe about 20, 22, 3,
four, five. Do you remember those 2020 blues? I've had enough of them, how about you? Those 2020 blues. Mississippi waters roll. Met a little girl and I fell in love. She had a diamond in her nose, a diamond right in her nose. I took her to meet my mama and said we might wed. The words that spill from a ruby lips still echo. Had a lover, he would never set her free. If I wanted her to be my bride, you know the rest was up to me. The devil, he was handsome. The devil, he was kind. We made a deal for the girl I love. Forever to be mine. Forever to be mine. Trigger, I swear I never raised a gun, but I found myself standing over a man dying in the Mississippi mud, dying in the Mississippi mud. My body took to trembling, my mind was not my own, and I reached down, opened up his mouth, and I threw his teeth up. To the pond, traded for a ring that sits on the finger of the girl I love, and she never asked a thing. I swear she never asked a thing. Down in Louisiana, Mississippi waters roll. Price. I don't sleep at night, cause I know what waits below. Gotta keep the devil way down in the hole. Gotta keep the devil way down in the hole.
Community Radio for the Coastside is KHMB, and this is Coastside Carousel, the show devoted to featuring our brilliant musicians on the Coastside. There was Steve Gallup and Bone Dog Cohen as Playaway Rust. Catch them this Saturday at Ocean Ciders in the afternoon or Coastal Vine in the evening. Or, if you just can't get out of the house, I know the feeling, you can live stream it. For details, email tickets at studio-e.us. Well, the month of March is really marching to a close now, isn't it? Time just flies by. And as we move into April, the carousel shifts towards some sophisticated live jazz. On Friday, April 3rd, the Coastal Vine welcomes Luis Rojas's Cool Tide. If you spent any time in our local music scene, you've seen Luis many times. He is truly a musician's musician, a veteran of the LA circuit, and the legendary Dick Grove School of Music. Luis is a guitarist who refuses to be boxed in. He can play jazz, blues, Latin influences, all into an incredibly fluid sound. He brings a technical brilliance that always feels effortless. In fact, I've had him on the show a few times on Carousel, just he and I talking about his art and his life. On the 3rd, he's bringing the Cool Tide Quartet to the Vine for an evening of world-class jazz. And on Saturday, April 11th, the following week, the Half Moon Band makes their return to Oceansiders. And to really get to the heart of this band, you have to start with the powerhouse at microphone, Janine Wilkinson. Janine is one of those rare vocalists who can command a room the moment she steps on stage. She has a soulful, gritty edge that can channel Janis Joplin 1 minute and a more sophisticated jazz standard the next, even Sade. Backed by Luis Rojas on guitar, Alan Lee on keys, Janine's vocals are the glue that holds this eclectic band together, shifting from rock anthems to intimate ballads. It's like second nature for these guys. Here is the energy of the Half Moon Band on KHMB's Coastside Carousel.
Space with minimum waste, maximum joy. City lights and business nights. When you require streetcar desire for higher heights, no place for beginners, a sensitive heart. Sentiment is left to chance. The place to be ending with somewhere to start. No need to ask, he's a smooth operator. Smooth operator. Smooth operator. A smooth operator. LA to Chicago, Western Mail. Across the north and south to Key Largo, La Force. Chicago, Western Mail. across the north and south to Key Largo, love for sale. Smooth operator, smooth operator, a smooth operator, a smooth operator, a smooth operator, smooth operator. I feel the earth move under my feet. I feel the sky tumbling down. I feel my heart start to tremble whenever you're around. Ooh, baby, when I see your face, mellow as the month of May. Oh, darling, I can't stand it when you look at me that way. Yeah, I feel the earth move under my feet. I feel the sky tumbling down. I feel my heart start to tremble whenever you're tenderly call my name. I know that my emotions are something I just can't tame. I just got to have you, baby. Yeah, yeah. I feel the earth move under my feet. I feel the sky tumbling down, tumbling down. I feel the earth move under my feet. I feel the sky tumbling down, tumbling down. I just lose control down to my very soul. I get a high echo all over, all over, all over, all over. I feel the earth move under my feet. I feel the sky tumbling down, tumbling down. I feel the earth under my feet. I feel the sky tumbling down, tumbling down, tumbling down, tumbling down.
Thank you.
100.9 FM and AM 1710. This is community radio for the Coastside KHMB. You've got it on Coastside Carousel, the show devoted to featuring our brilliant local musicians. And it's all brought to us each week by our buddy, Cameron, Cameron's Restaurant Pub and Inn. If you're looking for a taste of the UK right here on the coast, look no further than Cameron's. From the iconic red English phone booths outside to the cozy inn rooms inside and the pet-friendly patio, it's more than just a meal. It's a destination. Stop by and see why Cameron's has been a favorite of locals for decades now. There was the Half Moon Band with Luis Rojas and Janine Wilkinson, and a wonderful, wonderful show they put together. Let's recap, shall we? Saturday, March 28th, Play Away Rust at Ocean Ciders. That's this weekend, 2 to 6. And then live from the Alpaca Barn at the Coastal Vine, 7 to 9. So they got a double bill that day. And a shout-out to Rich Pearsall at Studio E for making that magic happen along with the live stream. Friday, April 3rd, Luis Rojas gets his cool tide jazz vibe going at the Coastal Vine. And then Saturday, April 11th, it's the Half Moon Band, who you heard right there at Ocean Ciders with Janine Wilkinson on lead vocals. Great music on the Coastside in the weeks ahead. A reminder to get out there and support our local music scene. That'll do it for this edition of Coastside Carousel. Remember to support our local musicians, the Bay Area bands who visit here to play live, and the wonderful music venues along the coastside. We are blessed with a rich tapestry of vibrant music. If you're a local band who writes original music and you want to be featured on the show, email me, mike@khmbradio.com. I'm Mike Dale. Stay in tune and be well on your carousel.
On the carousel.
You've been listening to Coastside Carousel, featuring the music and artists of our local entertainment community.
Coastside Carousel has been brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Visit Cameron's at cameronsinn.com.
You have been listening to the Radio Magazine, heard daily on KHMB. If you have suggestions or comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us magazine@khmbradio.com.
This is David Barton with another moment from America's history. Revisions today often assert that our founding fathers were atheists or agnostics or deists. This charge is not new. In fact, Patrick Henry was even called a deist in his lifetime. Clearly, no one could question his patriotism, but Henry was hurt that they would question his Christianity. Against the charge that he was a deist, Patrick Henry thundered, "Deism with me is but another name for vice and depravity. I hear it is said by the deist that I am one of their number, and indeed that some good people think I am no Christian. This thought gives me much more pain than being called a traitor. Being a Christian is a character which I prize far above all this world has or can boast." Patrick Henry was quick to refute the charge of deism and to declare his open belief as a Christian.
For more information on God's hand in American history, contact Wall Builders at 1-800-8-REBUILD.